Harper Children's Audio presents The Prince of Fenway Park by Juliana Baggett, performed by William DeVries. Copyright 2009 by Juliana Baggett. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. There was a curse. It was reversed. And this is the boy who did it. Chapter 1. The Future Condo Prince of Baltimore. The boy who would break the curse didn't know that he was the boy who would break the curse. He was just himself, Oscar, who, at this particular moment on this particular day, was watching his mother, who was standing beside her El Camino, caught in the dark exhaust fog at the end of the line of buses. The school day was over. It had been an awful day. The kind that is so awful that it blots out everything else. There was a bruise from a knuckle punch on Oscar's back that still throbbed, and that hadn't even been the worst of it. Oscar knew about the curse, of course. It seemed as if everyone was well aware of the curse that fall, especially in Boston. But what everyone didn't know was that the curse itself was so real and tangible that it could be held in someone's hand. It existed in a dusty golden box. What everyone didn't know was that the curse was waiting for the boy who would break it. Meanwhile, here was Oscar, his mother waving to him from her spot by the El Camino. It was a wild, flapping wave that embarrassed him, and then she slipped into the driver's seat and honked the horn. He was going to turn 12 the very next day.